This is a short summary of the testimony by Victoria Nehale, as read by Salmi Kaulinge. I was born and lived in Namibia all my life and surrendered my life to Jesus Christ on February the 6th, 2005. The Lord Jesus Christ has revealed many things in the spiritual realm to me, including a couple of trips to hell. The Lord instructed me to share my experiences with the people. He also warned me not to add anything or omit anything from whatever the Lord Jesus Christ showed me or told me. By the time of the writing of this book, end of 2006, I was visited 33 times by the Lord Jesus Christ. Every single time of those visitations, the Lord would tell me before leaving that time is fast running out. My first trip to hell. On the weekend of 23rd July 2005, I took a 30-minute taxi ride from the town of Ondangwa, where I work and stay, to my home village to spend the weekend with my parents. On my way home, I had a feeling that something extraordinary was going to happen that evening. I arrived home at around 6 o'clock. That was the time people were preparing for dinner. I was in the kitchen with the rest of my family. I was lying down on an old sheet on the ground while my little nieces and nephews were singing their Sunday school songs. Suddenly, I felt a heavy anointing come upon me. My body became very weak, and I was out under the power of God. I saw a man wearing a long white robe tied with a white rope of the same color. He was walking towards me where I was lying. There was a brilliant light around him, as though it was radiating from him. He was wearing brown sandals. His features were like people from the Middle East, with a beautiful tanned skin. His face was very kind and full of glory, but I was unable to look him in the eyes. When he spoke, his voice was tender, kind, loving, and yet it was very authoritative. Waves of love were emanating from his very being. He extended his hand to me and pulled me up from where I was lying. Suddenly, I was in a beautiful transformed body. I looked the same as I was when I was 18 years old. I was wearing a white robe tied with a white rope. Although my robe was white, the material was different from the man's robe. His robe was silky with a brilliance that I do not know how to describe. He said in a most loving and tender voice, "Victoria, I want you to come with me. I will show you frightening things, and I'm taking you to a place where you have never been before in your whole life." He held my right hand, and we went. I felt as if we were walking on air, and we were ascending all the time. After a while on the way, I was very tired and told him that I was unable to continue the journey and begged him to allow me to go back. However, he looked at me tenderly and said, "You are not tired. You are fine. If you get tired, I will carry you. But for now, you are fine. Peace be with you. Let us go." The place at which we arrived was very arid, worse than the worst of deserts known to man, with no sign of life in any form whatsoever. There was not a single tree or blade of grass or any living thing in sight. It was a very depressing place indeed. We came to a gate, and the man turned to me and said, "Victoria, we will enter through the gate, and the things you will see will frighten and upset you. But you must rest assured, wherever I take you, you will be well protected. Just open your eyes and observe everything I will show you." I was terrified. I started to weep. I was protesting and pleaded with the men to take me back. I told him that I did not want to go into the place because I could see through the gate what was going on inside. The man looked at me and said, "Peace be with you. I am with you. We must go inside, for time is fast running out." So we entered through the gate. I cannot describe to you the horror of that place. I am convinced that no other place in the universe as bad as that place. The place was extremely large, and I had the sense that it was expanding all the time. It was a place of utmost darkness, and the heat of that place could not be measured. It was hotter than the hottest of fires. I could not see any flames of fire or the source of the heat, but it was hot. The place was filled with flies of all sizes, green, black, and gray flies. Every conceivable kind of fly was there. In addition, there were also short, thick black worms everywhere, climbing on everything. The worms started to climb on us, and the flies were also all over us. The place was filled with the most disgusting stench. There are no words to describe the intensity of the stench in that place. The smell was almost like rotten flesh, but was 100 times worse than the worst decaying flesh I have ever smelled in my entire life. The place was filled with the noise of wailing and gnashing of teeth, as well as of demonic evil laughter. The worst thing about this place is that it was filled with people. There were so many people that they could not be numbered. The people were in the form of skeletons. I can say with confidence that these skeletons were human beings because I recognized some of my very, very close relatives and people from my village. Their bones were dark gray and extremely dry. They had long, sharp teeth like wild animals. Their mouths were large and wide, and their tongues were long and bright red. Their hands and feet had long, thin toes and fingers with long, sharp nails. Some of them had tails and horns. There were demons mingling with the people. The demons in appearance looked like alligators, and they were walking on four legs. They were comfortable in that environment and were constantly teasing and tormenting the poor humans. The noise that the demons were making were more like a celebration, as they seemed happy and carefree. They were also dancing and jumping all the time. The humans, on the other hand, looked miserable and depressed. They were in a state of helplessness and hopelessness. The noise from humans was caused by pain. They were weeping, screaming, and gnashing their teeth, and were in a desperate situation of unimaginable pain and agony. The people in this place were innumerable, but I could clearly see that the vast majority of them were women. They were divided into many different groups. But even if they were in groups, it was not possible to estimate the number of people in any single group because the groups were extremely large. The man led me to one of the groups on the eastern side of the place. He looked at me and said, "Victoria, this is a group of people who refuse to forgive others. I told them many times in many different ways to forgive others, but they rejected me. I have forgiven them all their sins, but they refuse to forgive others. Their time ran out, and they found themselves here. They will be here for all eternity. They are eating the fruits of their labor forever and ever. However, it is painful for me to see them in this horrible place and in this eternal situation because I love them." I was then led to the next group, and the man told me that the people in the second group were those who had debts. There were three different categories in that group. The first category was of people who owed to others. They could afford to pay their dues, but they kept postponing and procrastinating. They would claim that they would pay tomorrow, next week, next year, until the time ran out for them. And now they had found themselves in this place. This is where they will stay forever. They are eating the fruits of their labor. The second category was of those who had debts that they could afford to pay back, and they were willing to pay back, but they were afraid of the consequences, because perhaps if they told the truth how they incurred these debts, they might suffer rejection, or they might go to jail, or what they had done would be made known to the whole world and they would be humiliated. Then the man told me, "None of these people came to me to ask me for a way. If they had done so, I would have shown them the easy way out. They used their own wisdom and reasoning, which did not help them in any way. Their time ran out, and they found themselves in this place where they will be forever. They are eating the fruit of their labor." Then the man said, "The third category had debts which they could not afford to pay back. But again, none of them had told me that they had debts which they were unable to pay. If they had done so, I would have paid their debts. They also tried to use their own reasoning and their own wisdom, which did not help them in any way. Now they have found themselves in this place where they will always be. They are eating the fruit of their labor. My heart is aching for all these people because I love them dearly."